Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I'm going to go to Matt Finn right now, reporter with the Fox News, who's been covering what's going on up there in Minneapolis overnight. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. We are southeast of downtown Minneapolis in the third precinct, where that police headquarters was invaded and set ablaze and ultimately had to be abandoned. And we have been in this area throughout the night, and unfortunately just a lot of bad actors out there. You know, we saw people with bats smashing into a bank trying to get access to an ATM. We look around and just see countless businesses that have been devastated, the windows smashed in, the stores looted. And right now I'm looking at, you know, what appears to be a large shopping complex that it's still on fire. It's been on fire for hours throughout the night. And we've saw cars that were set on fire, businesses, thick black smoke just billowing across this city. In fact, on my iPhone right now, there's a smoke alert for the weather, because there's just so much smoke throughout this city. So, you know, unfortunately, what starts off as a peaceful, meaningful demonstration often, you know, turns into something just so devastating and destructive.
You know, Matt, I've been a local news reporter here in St. Louis for 20 plus years, and then other markets around the country. So I've been in similar situations as that. So what you're seeing on the ground there, our perception of this from a distance is that the law enforcement doesn't seem to be doing anything about this. What are you seeing in terms of a reaction to this violence and the looting?
You know, the National Guard is here, and they are forming kind of like these human perimeters, or these lines that we see them do very often, just to try to keep some containment. But yeah, I mean, I am looking right now at a large, almost what is like a department store or shopping complex that is completely on fire. On any other given day, you know, there would be a lot of fire trucks here. You know, there would be emergency crews, and this building is just burning, you know, and we saw cars that are just burning, and we saw people walking around with bats, smashing banks, you know, lighting off fireworks, large fireworks, and, you know, there were no repercussions. So a lot of times in these types of situations, you know, the officers step back, you know what I mean, because engaging might be worse.
Yeah, we noticed here that a lot of the fire departments were hesitant to go in until they had police protection, out of fear that the firefighters might be attacked or injured in some way. And that maybe that's what's going on up there this morning. You know, we're talking to Matt Finn from Fox News as a reporter up there in Minneapolis this morning. I saw a quote yesterday from the county attorney for Hennepin County, who said that the evidence may not support a criminal charge here. Have you heard that, and what's been the reaction to it in Minneapolis?
I have heard that, and I believe the authorities said, like, we want to get this right? I mean, to charge someone with murder is a big deal. And ultimately, you know, like, we've seen trials play out where, you know, one type of technicality or something happens, and the whole, you know, the whole case or the trial abruptly ends, or there's some type of technicality where, you know, the outcome that prosecutors want didn't happen. So I've been more on the ground right now following the protest. I have not been closely following all the legality and everything happening there. But what I would say is that, you and I know it's clear that these protesters want arrests. They want those officers to be charged. And what's not clear is whether that will ultimately bring an end to all this violence that we're witnessing, or if there's still just going to be such an extreme level of outrage that these types of riots might persist for who knows how long.
Yeah, that's a great point. Matt Finn with Fox News. I appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.